you write a letter to someone, you expect them
reply
or
an answer.
And someone has learned something, you say, who, what you have?
Who told you that?
Or past tense of teach.
Of taught?
And children's nicknames for one who bears tales.
Tattletale.
And you might, if you were preparing a centerpiece for on a table, you might go out in the garden and what some what?
Pick flowers. Or pluck. Pick, you'd say. Pluck the feathers.
Yeah. Okay. Someone said, which one did he give you? You say, that's the one he
gave me.
And there was a long silence, and then suddenly one person what to talk. One person
chimed in
or
interrupted.
There had been a silence, so the person, someone finally what to
broke
talk.
The silence.
Or would you use
interrupted.
Began or commenced, probably, to talk.
Someone began to talk.
And the past tense of run?
Ran.
Past tense of come?
Came.
And the past tense of see?
Saw.
And the road, we had to take a detour because the road was all?
Torn up.
And the past tense, someone said, all the past tense of do it.
Did it.
Someone is accusing another person, and the person who's being accused says, I've done what wrong? I've done
no wrong.
Or no wrong, or I've done
nothing.
Another person says, I think you must have done
it.
The opposite of nothing.
Something.
No. And you look out the window and you say, it's what a nice day. It's
a beautiful day.
But it's
a lovely day.
Day. I've never mastered this one yet, but it's
such a nice day. Yes.
Can't get that without showing it. I don't know how.
I guess we were so drilled not to use the word nice when we were children, except a teenager or something that I don't say nice.
I don't know
such
how.
Lovely. But we do. We say such a lovely day. It's such a beautiful day.
And if someone does something. Cuts his grass every Monday. Say, he what his grass on Monday? He cuts his grass. The opposite of never. Say
always.
And. Say, I've lived here